Welcome to the show, people. If you've just joined us, Phil C here. This is Corner Country, and I've got a very special guest on the phone with me this afternoon. If you're a regular listener to Corner Country, you would have heard a discussion I had with this beautiful lady, Roslyn, who is the organiser of the Texas Country Music Festival, and she's on the program with us yet again. How are you going today, Ros?
Hey, Phil, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. I am so excited, Rosalind, and so must you be, my dear. Only a week to go for this fabulous festival of yours.
Yes, a week to go. Exactly a week today, actually.
That's right. That's right. So let us into how things are going. Like, let's talk about the general festival. Like, I know you must be doing really well with the ticket sales. What's your suggestion to our listeners if they want to come? What's the best way to get tickets?
Oh, they need to jump on to texasqldmusicfestival.com.au or go to local tickets or call me on 0447 151 939 and I can sort tickets for you. Otherwise, you can buy them at the gate.
Okay. So how's your power sides going? Have you got any left?
We haven't got powered sides. We've got powered glamping.
Ah, so we've got okay.
Yeah, we still have a few glamping as well if people are interested in that.
Tell us a bit about the glamping now. How does that work? So this is for people that don't have accommodation that want to come.
Yeah, so there are 5-metre tents. They're a bit of luxury for when you're camping. They'll set up all your bedding, your towels, soft lighting, floor mats. You just need to bring your clothes and a camp chair and you're set.
Fantastic. Now, this is the second time I've been here to your particular festival. I had an absolute ball last year. Different lineup of artists this year. Obviously, you want to mix it up a bit. Yes. Tell us a bit about some of your artists. Like, for example, you got people like Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham, Pete Smokey Dawson. He looks after all your walk-ups. So tell us a bit about some of your artists.
Well, currently Travis is on tour for his Don't Get Me Started tour and he'll be finishing up in Texas. So that's his last time you'll get to see him touring this year, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
His current song is called Don't Get Me Started, so I'm sure everybody's heard that. Pete Smokey, he's got a new song out as well. Daddy Has a Workshop, that's on radio stations at the moment. Jane Denham, she's got a new single out. It's called Nightburn.
Yes.
And it features an American singer, Jason Seaver, so that's exciting for Jane. She's just been in Nashville as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as of tomorrow, she'll have her deluxe edition of her Moonshine album out as well.
Fantastic.
on all streaming services. And, of course, Taylor's got her album out on Friday. It's called Firecracker. So, yeah, she's releasing it on the day of our festival, so that's exciting.
Yes, wow, and, unbelievable. And she's got a brand new single as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, she has, The Woman Who Raised Me.
That's right.
Sorry, The Women Who Raised Me. She's even got a hot sauce out as well amongst her other merch.
The which one, sorry?
A hot sauce. Taylor has got a hot sauce out.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. A hot sauce, like a barbecue sauce or something.
Yeah, a hot sauce, yes.
I wasn't aware of that. I have been playing all these songs you've just mentioned to me for about the last 5 or 6 weeks. The new one by Travis and Taylor Moss, Amber Lawrence and Pete Smokey Dawson. So all my listeners are getting a bit of a feel as to what sort of music you're going to be having out there. But apart from those artists, you've also got people like Paul Costa, Jeremy Turner. Now, he's a regular, isn't he?
Well, this will be his second time to come back, yeah. Last year, so mm-hmm. He's bringing the band back again this year.
Yes.
Tyler Rodriguez. We've got Piper Rodriguez as well this year. We've got, who else have we got? Split Image from Gundawindi. We've got the Night Owls from the Central Coast. And, of course, we've got Tommy B. Sinclair,
yes.
Local teenager. And Kush Ryder's coming back from Melbourne to close out the show.
Kush Ryder was there last year, listeners, and he, in my opinion, he absolutely owned that stage. I'm so glad you got him back on. And he's going to be your closing act this year.
Yeah, he's closing out Saturday night for us.
Okay, fantastic. And apart from all these really great act entertainers, you've also got markets. They're a little bit different this year. You're going to have night markets.
Yeah, we're starting on Thursday at 4:30, so we're having a twilight market on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the markets will go all day Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m.
Yes.
So lots of different markets. We'll have everything from jeans to candles to wallets to beeswax items, everything.
Yep.
We've got the kids zone as well, of course, so that's exciting. Amber is doing her Kids Gone Country show.
Yes.
So that's exciting as well, yeah.
And you got an area set up for the kids. I know we spoke about this before, but for anybody who missed that discussion we had, you got a special kids zone this year as well?
Yeah, we have. On Thursday, we've got the colouring station set up and the sandpit toys all day. On Friday and Saturday, we have inflatables and mini golf as well.
Yep.
So that'll be, they go for 4 or 5 hours each day. So, yeah, the kids will love that. We've also got a Western Wear competition that's going to be judged on Saturday morning when the Kids Gone Country show's on.
Right.
So there's cash up for grabs for that. We've got the Ute show Saturday morning. We've got line dancing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, there's lots to do for all ages.
Absolutely fantastic. I've got to tell you, listeners, I can't wait to get back there and see Texas Country Music Festival rocking. Last year was the first one for me, Rosalind. Absolutely insane. Can't wait for it this year. And you've been working so hard to get this all together, obviously, because you're the main organiser of it, aren't you?
I am, but I do have a committee that helped me, so that's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And you'll be happy to know with the $5 beers are back as well.
Great stuff. So the bar is there. They've got $5 beers. Now, the way this works for your listeners is you buy bar tickets. Let's talk about that.
Yep. So tickets are $5 each. So you need one ticket for a beer, two for a spirit or a wine.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the barbecue. They'll take FPOS or cash at the barbecue. For the, you know, we're doing breakfast as well this year on Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
A breakfast? So that was different.
We didn't have a breakfast last year, but we do this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got food vendors all weekend as well.
Absolutely brilliant. And, of course, it is a pet-friendly venue, but, of course, they have to keep their dogs under control and always on a leash. And they're not allowed in the concert area, though, are they?
No, they can stay at their camp area, but they're definitely welcome to bring them to the camp area.
Fantastic. What's the weather looking like? If you took a long-range weather report to get a bit of an idea, last year was perfect.
I never have a look at the weather and I'm never going to. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, it is Queensland, isn't it? It's beautiful one day and perfect the next.
All I know is it's lovely and green up there. We've had one of our sponsors up there watering and, you know, my dad and the other sponsor, they've been up there mowing and getting it all ready. So, and our committee have been up there as well cleaning up. So, yeah.
And let's tell them a little bit about the town of Texas itself, because it is such a beautiful, warm and friendly town, and there's so many local shops and hotels and things to see and do in the town of Texas itself.
It is. It's lovely. So we're set on the river. We're set on the Jumeric River.
Mm-hmm.
That's about a kilometre from the main street. And you can camp down there if you like, go fishing, whatever you like to do. And then in the main street, we've got the pub, cafes, little boutiques, food stores. We've got a bowls club. We've got a golf club. We've got a lot of public art. And we've got the Phoenix sculpture in the middle of the main street. So, yeah, we've got public art on the side of the Memorial Hall, on the water tanks, on the school, all these beautiful murals. So, yeah, we're pretty proud of our town. We've come through a lot in the last 10 years or so with, you know, 9 years of drought followed by floods, followed by border closures, another flood. So, yeah, we're pretty resilient out here.
Absolutely. The town's done it tough, but the thing is you're all behind each other, and I know you've got some fabulous sponsors for this event, which is why it's been so successful, and it's just going to be a cracker year this year. I can feel it. The artists you had last year, fabulous. The artists you got this year, equally as good. So you haven't skimped anywhere on talent, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. We've spent a lot of community money, so we hope everyone gets behind us.
Fantastic. Now, just give us, I know the dates. Give us the dates for the benefit of the listeners. It is next weekend. When can they start entering the actual showground?
Oh, they can roll in any time from Wednesday at 2 p.m.
Okay.
But the festival starts Thursday at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Saturday midnight.
Okay, and easiest for them to book online if they want to or pay at the gate? What would you prefer?
We prefer that they pay online would be great. But, you know, if they can't do that, that's fine.
Okay, and the details for that again, just once more for the listeners?
You can call me on 0447 151 939 and have your credit card ready, or you can go onto texasqldmusicfestival.com.au and follow the links there, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Texas QLD Country Music Festival.
Absolutely fantastic. Rosalind, you got all bases covered. I cannot wait to catch up with you again this next week, and look so much forward to seeing you and this wonderful festival blossom again from last year.
Thank you so much, Phil. It's great to talk to you as always.
And you. Now, before I let you go, you know we only play Aussie on this network, allaussieradio.com.au. What's your favourite Aussie singer that we can play for you on this particular interview? I know you've got so many, so not necessarily favourite. What can we just play for you?
Right now I've been listening to Taylor Moss's The Women Who Raised Me. That's a beautiful song.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to put that on for you right now, Ros. Thank you so much for your time.
Fabulous. See you next week, Phil.
Absolutely. There you go, listeners. That is Roz. She is from the Texas Country Music Festival. Make sure you check it out. And if you're in the area, do yourself a favour. You know you want to. You will not be disappointed with this festival. And we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after Taylor Moss's The Women Who Raised Me.
When I heard Shania, it sparked a fire in this child. Still the one was playing when my mama walked down the aisle. I grew up in the backseat, Faith was on the radio. Too young to understand this kiss, but felt it in my soul. Carrie and Casey, Loretta and Lainey, Avril and Katie, each one of them changed me. Break. She understood me all too well, my sister with the same name. When I'm working 9 to 5, country music gets me through. And when I'm in a pickle, I think, what will Dolly do? Emmylou and Reba, Brittany and Christina. And amazing, there ain't nobody like her.